Welcome back to Sports Day, where it's Kia's open season. It's on now with match-winning deals and Red Energy. Jimmy, we were talking about Kane Richardson before we came on air. You're a huge rap for him, thinks he should be back playing for Australia before too long. Here's your chance to go head-to-head with Kane Richardson.
Looking forward to it, and as we've spoken about, the Renegades and Stars on the bottom of the ladder there, but not because of this man. Kane, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Not too bad. Another tough loss last night. Yeah, you had the heat right there for the taking, but just couldn't get it done.
Yeah, it's I walked off pretty disappointed last night. I think out of all the losses we've had this year, I reckon that one stung a little bit because it felt like we should have won that game. So there's been games where we've been, you know, blown away with the bat, and you know, it's like in footy when you lose by 10 goals, but when you lose after the siren or a game you feel like you should have won, they sting the most. So, yeah, we're in the game, which is a positive, but unfortunately, again, we couldn't quite get it done. So we'll lick our wounds and come again Sunday.
Your own form, I think, has been fantastic. 1 for 29, but you had a couple nicked between, you know, the catching man and the keeper, the go for four, which just really gets a fast bowler nice and happy when they go in between slip and keeper in a T20. But you're absolutely hooping the ball around again.
Yeah, it's been nice to get an opportunity earlier in the innings to bowl. I think at the start of the season, I didn't really get that opportunity through, a different bowling lineup. So I think at the moment, it's been nice to have a crack a bit earlier and to see the ball swing as well is always nice. But yeah, as you said last night, it was one of those nights, not just for me, but for most of us. It, you know, Linney had a bit of luck and kind of rode that luck, and you know, edges seemed to fly in gaps, but we also, shot ourselves in the foot in terms of how we were in the field. So, just one of those nights, really disappointing. But, personally, it's nice to get a crack early and try and swing the ball around. But as always, I'd be hungry for more wickets. So hopefully in the last four games, I can contribute in that aspect and finish the tournament well.
No doubt you will. And that's probably been the story of the Renegades. Individuals have had good nights, but you just haven't been able to put it together as a collective. And a couple of individuals I want to talk about. Bo Webster clocking a good innings last night, but young Jake Fraser-McGurk, he looks 15, but he bats like a 32-year-old.
Yeah, he does. He's full of confidence. If you've heard him speak or been around him, he's not short of confidence. So I think he's going to have a pretty long career. He won't, you know, if he's out of form, I don't think he'll ever think he really is. So that's a really good thing for a young bloke to have. But those two with the bat last night were the positive. And, in these kind of situations as a team, there's always an opportunity for young guys to come in and, try and change the momentum. And, you know, Fraser McGurk's done that last two games. So that's positive going forward for, you know, for Renegade, not for, you know, for everyone in the team, but also the fans watching to see a kid who could play for the next 15 years, really, come in and show he's good enough already. And then, you know, Mackenzie Harvey, Sam Harper, Peter Hatzoglou, there's, you know, they're all early 20s. So a lot of cricket ahead for those guys, and that's been the positive, I guess, in another disappointing season.
Kane, you played 25 ODIs for Australia, 21 T20 internationals for Australia. What do you need to do, and how close are you before you add to those numbers?
Hopefully I'm around the mark. I obviously missed the Indian series through, on paternity leave. So,
okay.
I'd assume I was a chance of playing a game there. So, there's a tour to New Zealand coming up with 2020s. And I think the test team are away at the same time. So that should give some opportunities to fast bowlers who, you know, without Stark, Cummins, Hazelwood, those guys around. So, yeah, hopefully I'll be around the mark for that. But, wait there, I guess.
You look lean and fit. You haven't swapped over to your good mate Zampa's vegan diet, have you? You look actually like a whippet coming in nowadays.
Mm.
Jimmy, I have been for 4 years, mate. Yeah. So almost five, actually. So, yeah, I think we did at the same time. Zampa's a little bit different build, obviously. He's a bit shorter.
Yeah.
I've been on the same one for about 5 years. So maybe that's what it is.
Are you a soy milk or have you swung over to the oat milk?
I actually went downstairs at the hotel here today looking for oat milk and they only had soy.
So, no,
you know, tough life, first world problems. But, yeah, first preference would be the oat milk, that's for sure.
No doubt.
And, Kane, where's the respect? 25 ODIs and 21 T20s. You're back at Adelaide. You're playing against the Strikers and they give you a send-off.
Give you the bird.
Where's the respect?
Yeah, I took them on, to be fair. Yeah. Usually most blokes would walk off there, but, yeah, I couldn't help myself. I think it was one of those nights, again, where the frustrations were high and another disappointing night, and I just thought, you know, I'm going to stand up for myself here. So, I'm never short of a few words, and I definitely had a few when I got that wicket earlier. But there was nothing aggro in it. There was no swearing or anything. But I copped a bit on the way off, and I thought, I'll take him on. I always like it when blokes in footy do that. But it's disappointing when you're the bloke or you're the team losing. You look like a bit of a goose, but. Yeah, I thought I'd have a crack.
Well, we're still supporting you. We don't think you're looking like a goose. Just keep yourself nice, and let's hope that you're heading off to New Zealand pretty shortly. All the best, Kane, and congratulations on the birth of your baby as well.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
Kane Richo Richardson joining us here, Melbourne Renegades and Australian Quick. Time for our last break. After this, we're heading down to Torquay.